Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of Sports Weekend here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America. Make sure to give us a follow on Instagram at Sports Overnight America. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. Go to rocketmortgage.com for some help with those closing costs. The weekend is here. It feels a little different. There's no significant football going on this weekend as we wait for the Super Bowl coming up next weekend, February 9th. I don't know, man. It's a juxtaposition. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. Charles Dickens. Yeah, I read in high school. I didn't forget. Don't give me some credit here. But nonetheless, no significant football as we wait for the Super Bowl. I said it last week, not the most appealing matchup for most Americans. I think everyone was hoping to see the Bills and the Commanders, but nonetheless, the better teams won. That's just what it is. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles will face off February 9th. Kansas City right now -1.5. But nonetheless, there's still a lot going on in the world of sports. Ton going on at the Senior Bowl right now. As we gear up for the NFL draft, mock drafts continue to develop. Guys continue to make names for themselves, some going up the board, some going down the board. We're going to dive into that on the 40-minute mark with Zayd Hussein. We're going to do the 25-minute segment with Dominic Menez as well, just chatting some general NFL stuff, maybe a little college hoops we'll throw in there. But nonetheless, we kept them on from the last hour of First Touch. Nico Beefsauce is going to join us up next at the 12-minute mark to talk the Champions League knockout stage. We didn't have enough time to cover it, but it is important to cover it as the first knockout stage of this new format. The draws have been solidified. The matchups are set as we look forward to the road to Munich for Champions League play. Sports Weekend is here, baby, and I am ready to dive in for the entire next hour into the world of sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America, as always. I'm your host, Todd Levine. Coming up next, we're bringing on my man, my co-host of First Touch, Nico Beefsauce, to talk the Champions League knockout path to Bayern Munich. And a little sneak preview, there's some juicy, juicy matchups in this first knockout round. So don't move. Stay right where you are and get ready to enjoy your Friday night with Sports Byline Broadcast Network and your host, Todd Levine. Yep, right next. Don't move.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. right now. American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
It's sports weekend here on Sports Overnight America. Listen to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Let's get him back on here for a little Champions League talk. Nico Beefsauce, my friend, how are we doing? I think you're muted, Nico. We're not getting you through.
Hey, man, I'm sorry about that. I was just going to say that I am here and I'm very excited to talk about Champions League. And let me tell you, I love the new format of the Champions League. I'm huge fan. It keeps everything interesting all the way to the end. And teams are fighting for just a spot and goal differential. I love it all.
How unbelievable is on the final day, every single game kicking off at 3 p.m., everything on the line, Manchester City fighting for a spot in the knockout stage, which they inevitably get. And let's start right there. I don't know how happy they're going to be that they made it all the way through. They defeat Club Brugge at home 3-1. They were down 1-0 in that game thinking, oh, my goodness, we got to win. Otherwise, we're getting knocked out. And what do they do? What do they get for that? They draw Real Madrid with the second leg being played away at the Santiago Bernabeu. I mean, this is for me, I think, not just for me, for everybody. This is the best matchup of this knockout round.
It is.
No doubt. And whoever wins will go on to face Atletico Madrid or Bayern Leverkusen, which is yet to be decided. All those teams, that, you know, they finish in the top eight, so they have a bye for this first round. But do City stand a chance against Real Madrid? Neither team have been playing at their best this season. Real Madrid have notably turned it around and are playing significantly better than they were to start the season. Mbappe seems to have found his footing at Real Madrid. Both teams dealing with some injury issues, obviously most notably Rodri out for Manchester City for the season with the ACL injury. But Real Madrid are top of La Liga with a four-point gap. You know, they finished in the 11th spot for the Champions League groups. What do you make of this matchup?
How crazy is it that both Real Madrid and Manchester City don't finish top eight? I mean, that is a shocker. Nobody could have pictured this before this Champions League season started. And Manchester City finishing 22nd, they get the vinegar instead of the sugar. They get to play, I mean, probably the most dominant Champions League team in history, Real Madrid.
Well, that's unarguable. You can't even argue that. I mean, the most Champions Leagues ever. There's something about Champions League nights and Real Madrid that special things happen during those games. And these two teams have very serious history in the Champions League. Most notably, for those who don't remember, go look it up. Watch the YouTube highlights. I mean, Real Madrid accomplished one of the most astonishing comebacks I've ever seen in my life with Rodrigo against City just a couple years back. Two goals in a couple of minutes at the end of the game. Benzema gets the penalty kick in extra time to seal the deal. Real Madrid went to win the Champions League that season. I mean, you mentioned this real quick, and then I want to get your take on this game. Neither team finished in the top eight, yet we have teams like Bayern Leverkusen, Atletico Madrid, Lille, and Aston Villa in the top eight. I mean, you said it best, man. This new format is just great. I mean, it's so cool that these teams, like Aston Villa and Lille, are going to play round of 16 Champions League games. It's just, yeah, it's crazy.
It's great, and it makes every single game count. That's the whole point of this. If Manchester City was in a group that was weak, they would just win the first four games, and then they would just take the two last games off. Now that's not a thing. Listen, I expect a lot of tactics in this game between Pep Guardiola facing Real Madrid, Carlo Ancelotti. He is such a veteran in this game. The knockout games are very exciting, and I think that we're going to see a very exciting matchup all along.
Now that we have the bracket is set, we can see who has to play who to get where. I mean, let's just look at this matchup for a sec. Club Brugge will play Atalanta. The winner of that will play Villa or Lille, meaning one of Villa or Lille, I mean, either of them, I feel, will have the upper hand in that matchup. I mean, are we going to see Aston Villa in the quarterfinals of the Champions League?
It's possible. It's possible. But you know what I was going to say is that, like, this is the time where if you're doing good in the league, you have some leeway to kind of focus on European competitions. That's not the case for Manchester City. They've been terrible so far. And how are they going to handle you? You shouted off their February schedule, and it sounded terrible.
City, you're in a very difficult place. I'm going to try and just pull it up here real quick just so we can just go through for everyone to understand the magnitude of what Manchester City has to deal with.
It was all the monsters. That's what it was.
In February, they play Arsenal away, Newcastle at home, Liverpool at home, Tottenham away. They play Forest away, Manchester United, Tottenham. They play Real Madrid twice. I mean, it's just an unbelievable set of matches that they're going to have to go through. I want to turn the attention to Liverpool and Barcelona. They're going to either play Brest, PSG, Monaco, or Benfica. We're yet to find out who is playing who. I think it's pretty obvious, though. Avoiding PSG essentially guarantees a spot in the quarterfinals, no?
Yeah, 100%. And I think that it's kind of cool that two teams from the same country can face each other in this phase, because it's the playoffs and Brest has to play PSG. Obviously, PSG is so much more dominant than Brest, and they're going to get through them very, very easily, I think.
But not that. I mean, they're only three spots off from each other in the seeding. And when you look at how this bracket breaks down, who do you think is in the most advantageous spot to make a run to, let's say, the semifinals? Because the way that I look at it, if you look at this top left corner, outside of PSG, I mean, it's Club Brugge, Atalanta, Lille, Aston Villa. So Liverpool or Barcelona are going to have to go through that group of teams. I don't see that as being too difficult. To be honest, this is the first time in many, many years that I haven't looked at the Champions League and thought there's one team that just is way better than all of the rest.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. Are we going to see a team that is, you know, not the norm win the Champions League this season?
I don't know about that, but I will say that if PSV, which is Eindhoven, for whoever doesn't know, if they can get through Juventus, they have been one of the best teams in Europe this year. Their attack is amazing. They can actually defend, and they look at other teams straight in the eye and battle in the field every single game that I watched. I mean, they absolutely destroyed Bayern Munich. That says it all.
Are you going to back them for a run? They would match if they get past Juventus. They play either Arsenal or Inter. We all know Arsenal have not been playing great. Inter Milan are very solid defensively, but very similarly, they're not the Inter Milan that we've seen in the past. They seem that they have their struggles. They have their holes. Is PSV a team that can make a deep run, maybe into the quarterfinals or semifinals of this competition?
I absolutely think so. And let me tell you something. Now that away goals don't count, games are very, very difficult. Like, it's so much harder to qualify, because, like, you can have a great game away from home and win 1-0, but the team can come to your home and score a goal and things are even Steven. So let's see what happens. But I like PSV a lot.
In the round of 16, potential matchups include a AC Milan versus Inter Milan matchup, a potential for a Real Madrid Atletico Madrid matchup. I mean, it's just, it could not get any, I mean, Bayern Munich versus Leverkusen as well. If Real Madrid play Atletico Madrid, if that's where the draw ends up, that means that Bayern Munich would play Leverkusen if, of course, both teams advance. Yeah. I mean, this is as good as it gets, no?
I think there's a clear path to victory, and I think both Liverpool and Barcelona have it. But the most difficult thing to predict in Champions League is how are you going to be when these games come? Because you can be really bad right now, and then on that two-week period, you can be playing your best football ever. So very exciting and very, very eager to see it.
The other side of this is it's not only how are you playing, but these are home and away fixtures. So, yeah. You know, we have to consider the aggregate and what that's ultimately going to look like. Because you could go into the first leg of one of these matchups, be on the road or even be at home and, you know, throw up a stinker. And then all of a sudden, the other team goes into that second match knowing their destiny, knowing, okay, if we just don't lose by two or lose by three, we advance here. But the beautiful part about the Champions League, no lead is ever safe. Tell that to Barcelona, who are up 4-0 or 3-0. They win at home 3-0. They go back to Anfield. Liverpool scores and wins 4-0. And most notably, we all remember the PSG-Barcelona game that ended, what, 6-2? I mean, that was probably the most – and that was when away goals mattered as well. So, I mean, it's a very different landscape now in the Champions League. This new bracket is something special. And, I mean, do you have a team that you're leaning towards as your favorite to win if you had to throw a bet on it?
If you remember, we made a prediction before the season started, and I said Liverpool. And by that, I mean, I'm going to stick with it for right now, because I think that when it comes to their roster, it's really deep. They play great football. And very, very difficult to get a result at Anfield, man. That home advantage they have is crazy.
I am going to say something that I don't necessarily love, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to go with Real Madrid to win. I think again? Mbappe gets... I don't know what it is. I think that... I mean, I view it like this. They play City in the first round. They then will play Atletico Madrid or Leverkusen. If they can get through those two matchups, their path is not difficult. What I'm rooting for is that Barcelona end up on this side of the bracket, and they match up in the semifinals. It would be as classic as it gets. If that happens, however, it's trouble for Madrid, because Barcelona have absolutely dominated them every time they've matched up this season. I believe Barcelona scored 4 goals in every matchup that they've played in Real Madrid's. Yeah. I mean, they went to Real Madrid's house and won 4-0, for those who don't remember, in dominant fashion. But let's see. Barcelona started the season unbelievably. They've slipped up significantly, but nonetheless, Nico, as always, my man, thank you so much for joining us. I will see you next Friday for First Touch, 5 o'clock Eastern. Make sure you guys tune in. We're going to cover all the Champions League and Premier League action that's going on. Nonetheless, up next, we're bringing on Daniel Ogden. Talk some NBA All-Star Game, who's left out, who shouldn't be on the team. And we're going to continue on with NFL stuff in the following segment after that with Zayd Hussein. Nonetheless, don't move. We'll be right back here on Sports Weekend, Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Kyle Dean. We'll be right back.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend here on America Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. We're bringing them on, Daniel Ogden. How we doing? Happy Friday, my friend.
Doing great. How are you?
Can't complain. I can't complain. There's Kendrick Perkins just sounded off on the NBA All-Star roster and how Steph Curry does not deserve to be on it. You're out in the Bay Area. You watch all the Warriors games. What are your thoughts on that? I know the Warriors are obviously having a difficult run in games, blowing leads and everything left and right. With that being said, does Steph Curry deserve an All-Star spot, in your opinion?
Well, I would say probably in terms of realistically for the season, I wouldn't say no, but it feels like one of those where, you know, he basically is getting that based off of his career where it's sort of just, you know, every year, like you just kind of assume he's going to be in the All-Star game. I know from three, he's probably shooting, I guess, you know, same as he was last year, but he's only around 40%. He's only averaging 22 points a game. I know that's like the lowest in maybe his career, but I think since like maybe the first couple seasons he was there, it's not been a great season for him, but he's not, you know, been completely awful either. But I would say no in general, but I also think it's sort of one of those just kind of career earned situations.
What do you make of Adam Silver's comments last week? He was on the Dan Patrick Show, I believe it was, and he was suggesting that they're considering making a change in how NBA games are played, moving quarters to 10 minutes to cut down game time, enhance viewer experience, etc. Are you buying that decreasing the quarters by 2 minutes and trying to limit the length of the games will improve viewer experience? Like for you as someone who watches basketball games, is that something that is going to make you want to tune into more games knowing that they're shorter?
Not at all. I think that's just ridiculous. I mean, I guess he's maybe sort of trying to copy baseball at this point, which I also hated. If you're going to the game and you're going to pay X amount of money, the fact that the game's shorter is not a positive for me. And I also severely dislike the fact that there's a clock of any kind involved in baseball. Baseball is supposed to be the one sport that doesn't have a clock. And you can call me get off my lawn guy or whatever. but that's sort of how I feel about baseball, and this is sort of in the same category of the baseball clock and the stupid runner on second. Like, I do not like any of those rules at all. It's changing the sport.
I'll disagree with you on the runner on second and extra time. That one I'm okay with. I'm an extra innings, excuse me. I completely agree. The pitch clock, I hate. I also think that this idea makes no sense at all. I'll give you my take on how to improve viewership in the NBA and how to improve the experience from a fan, whether you're going to the game or watching at home. Start the season later and play less games. I feel as though the issue with the NBA is that you have guys like Joel Embiid, who has now missed 400 games in his career. You have guys that are, you know, Kawhi Leonard sits out all the time. I mean, the issue isn't how long games are. It's that the guys that people are paying to play or are tuning in to watch aren't playing as often as they should be. Are you on board with that? Am I crazy? Because for me, that's the one thing I think, if they switch that up, shorten the season, start it later in the year, start the NBA at Christmas, make that opening night. They do this whole big thing for Christmas NBA games. Make that the first day of games, and then end the season as they normally end it. Cut it down to 62 games. I don't know. From your perspective, would that help, at least for you as a fan?
Yeah, absolutely. I would be all for that. Less games, spread them out a little bit more, make it more of a spectacle or like a thing when they're playing. I think that's sort of the reason why, you know, the NFL became something that just almost always works anytime. When your team only plays once a week, you know, people schedule around that. It's not like baseball where you're playing 100%. 6 days a week. And I think if basketball, if they're playing maybe two times a week and they just shorten the season, the back-to-backs and all those stupid games where, you know, people don't play in back-to-back games and all that, like, it doesn't do anything to help them. And they seem to be falling sort of in the same trap as baseball, where they don't know how to market their players correctly anymore. You can hate them all you want, but David Stern was phenomenal at marketing the stars in his league.
I couldn't agree more. And for me, there is absolutely no reason why at the professional level these guys should be playing back-to-backs. Why are you, especially back-to-backs with travel, like, why is that a thing in the NBA? I mean, they're setting themselves up for failure. What I don't understand is how they're so blind to what everyone seems to talk about all the time, which is, you have fans who maybe go to one NBA game a year. There are some fans that go to one in their life, and they travel to the LA Clippers game, and they find out 2 hours before the game that Kawhi Leonard decided to not play for load management. How much are they getting paid a year? Hundreds of millions? You know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, depending on the player. You're telling me that you can't play because of load management. But with that being said, I understand it. You know, a lot of these guys who are injury prone back to backs, especially with travel, are tough. But I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm not loving it at all, what the NBA has been doing over the last 5-10 years, you could say. And I think that that's just one simple change that seems like is very obvious that they're seemingly refusing to acknowledge. Let's chat a little NBA real quick. Who are you liking thus far to be a serious contender? You know, let's start in the West. I know you're a huge Warriors guy. Right now, they sit right below the line for the play-in tournament. They're 11th in the West. So, you know, obviously they can make a push for the postseason. Oklahoma City Thunder sitting at 37-9, 5 games ahead of the Rockets, who are in second. By the way, did a great job turning around that franchise. Oklahoma City has about 1 billion draft picks, by the way, coming up. But nonetheless, I digress. Who are you liking thus far in the West to, let's say, win the Western Conference and contend for an NBA championship?
Yeah, the Warriors, I don't think will make the playoffs. They just blow the game in the fourth quarter too often. I mean, I like OKC. I think they're maybe a little heavily reliant on Gilgeous Alexander. Just that could end up kind of coming back to bite them in the butt. I still sort of like the Timberwolves a lot. I know that they've sort of been up and down this season, but when Anthony Edwards is playing like he can, and they have guys like Naz Reid hitting threes. They're definitely difficult to beat. And I just don't like any of those other, you know, the Clippers, the Suns, like any of they don't do anything for me.
I couldn't agree more. The Suns project just seems to have failed. The Clippers, I don't think will ever win anything. The Lakers in the five spot's interesting. I don't think they have enough to get it done. I'm kind of right there with you. I like the Timberwolves a lot, and I think that the Thunder, just because of how young they are, and I have a feeling that they're going to be healthier than a lot of these teams
come the end of the season, can get it done. But it's almost impossible to ignore the Nuggets as well. I mean, they've done it before. They can do it again.
They have, you know, probably the best player in the world in Jokic. But let's see. And then in the East, are you buying Cleveland Cavalier stock, or are you selling?
I'm, like, holding right now. I wouldn't be buying or selling. This is also just bias, but I'm buying Knicks stock. I've been buying Knicks stock since they turned into the Villanova Knicks. I'm a personal Villanova fan. I watched all these guys play through college, win championships that I never expected to watch my team win. And Brunson's been incredible since he's been in the NBA, so I'm buying Knicks stock.
I would love it, man. I've been a lifelong Knicks fan, and I don't think I've ever enjoyed true success. But let's see. I'm buying Knicks stock as well. Let's do it. As always, Daniel Ogden, thank you so much for jumping on with us. We're bringing on Zayd Hussein next. We're going to talk some NFL drafts, some guys who are helping their case, hurting their case, who's going to land where, and a whole lot more here on Sports Weekend. Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. Zayd Hussein coming up next. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Sports Weekend here on Sports Overnight America. We are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. I am your host, Tyler Levine. We're bringing him back on. One of my favorite guests to have on, Zave Hussain. How are we doing?
Doing great, Ty. Can't complain, man. Absolute pleasure to always be on with you. And anytime I can hop on, would love to do it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I want to discuss some NFL draft stuff. Obviously, the Senior Bowl's been going on. A lot of news. Who's rising up the boards? Who's falling off the boards? Most notably, there's been a lot of discussion on Jalen Milroe. I don't see why. There's a lot of people believe that he could be a sleeper pick. That I saw some projections with the Giants taking him at 3, which is absolutely insane to me. But reports coming out that he's really struggled during the Senior Bowl practices. A lot of skipped passes, missing open guys. Obviously, we all know that he can do a lot on the ground. He's very mobile. Do you think Jalen Milroe has an NFL career ahead of him, or is he someone that will get drafted and kind of be a glorified Malik Willis, to make a comparison?
Yeah, honestly, I think the Malik Willis comparison is kind of spot on. I think he's a guy that's a really good runner, but I don't think he's quite there yet passing. You know, I don't think he's a guy that could lead the team down. He's not much of a pocket passer at all. You know, I know with the NIL now, teams like Alabama and Clemson and these type of teams aren't always as dominant as they used to be, but this is still Alabama, and this is a team that had zero business missing the college football playoff. I mean, you're talking about a 12-team playoff without Alabama. I mean, that's absolutely insane to me. Like, the fact that they Crazy. Didn't make it in, at least the 12-team playoff, is unbelievable.
Let's chat top 3 picks. As of right now, the Tennessee Titans have said they want a generational talent at the top of the draft. A lot of people believe there's only one person that term refers to, and it's Travis Hunter. However, they desperately need a quarterback because Will Levis is nothing but a pile of hot garbage. What do you think the Titans inevitably end up doing? Do they go with the chalk and take Travis Hunter, or are they going to address their quarterback need with the number one pick?
I think if they don't address their quarterback need, it's very, very bad. At the end of the day, like, okay, obviously Travis Hunter is one of the best guys to come out, but he's not going to play both sides of the ball like how he did in college. I mean, this is a guy that you either put as corner, which you will have one of the most elite cornerbacks in football, I think, right out of the gate. And he's not, I guarantee, he just ends up playing corner. I don't think he plays much wide receiver here in the NFL. You know, when you look at getting a corner and then or getting a potentially superstar quarterback in either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, I think it's a no-brainer who you take. I think passing on Travis Hunter, while it sucks, is something that needs to be done, especially to address your quarterback needs. Quarterback is obviously the most important position in football.
Now, with that being said, the discussion for who's going 1 and 2, or, you know, respectively speaking, for quarterbacks off the board, is it's all Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. That's what the narrative is. That's what ultimately is going to happen. Who do you think the Titans should go with? In your opinion, at least in my opinion, I'm a Cam Ward guy. I think he's going to have a better NFL career. I think he's a lot more poised in the pocket. He seems a lot more calm, and he just feels more NFL ready for me. Are you on board with that, or do you think that Shedeur will ultimately have a better career? I know it's tough to say, but who are you? If you're in the Titans front office on draft night, are you pulling the trigger on Cam Ward?
I think Cam Ward is better now, but I think long-term, I think you have to like what you see with Shedeur Sanders. I mean, this is a guy that did a lot with a Colorado team that was one of the worst teams in their conference. And you look at the O-line he had these 2 years at Colorado, it was absolutely atrocious. So I think with Shedeur Sanders, he's shown so many, good signs as a quarterback and attributes of being able to sling the ball down the field, being able to extend plays with his legs. And, you know, you give him a good line, you give him a couple weapons, I think, you know, he'll develop into a great NFL quarterback. And you look at Cam Ward, I think his ceiling is much lower than a guy like Shedeur Sanders, who has shown flashes of greatness, honestly, in college.
The million-dollar question is this. Let's hypothetically play it out. The Titans go with Cam Ward. That's who's projected to go number one. If it's not Travis Hunter, they're taking Cam Ward. The number two pick is very contentious because if Cam Ward goes off the board, the Cleveland Browns, who also desperately need a quarterback, have a decision to make. Do they take Travis Hunter, the generational talent, who undoubtedly can help improve their team, or are they going to go and draft a Shedeur Sanders, who the Sanders family, Deion and Shador, have made it very public. They do not want to be in Cleveland. They want no part of that. They want to be as far away from it as possible. But the Browns have said, we don't really care what you guys want. We believe that we're going to take him and we can do good things with him and that he's going to like it here. Are the Cleveland Browns going to take Shador? Are we going to see the Giants maybe trade up and get the number two pick and, you know, give up some other things as well, whether it's in this draft or future picks, players, whatever it might be? Or are the Browns going to roll the dice and go against Deion's wishes and take Shador Sanders?
You know, I don't think any organization, especially nowadays, will take someone that's not wanted, like someone that doesn't want to go to the organization. It's just, it's not worth it. It's not worth the look. I mean, nowadays you see it in the NFL, you see it in the NBA, you see it in all these sports of players saying, hey, I don't want to play here. I don't want to stay here anymore. Jimmy Butler's a perfect example. They're not going to ruin their organization's name and let a player smear their name by taking a chance and drafting a Shador Sanders, especially if a guy like Travis Hunter is available. So I think even though they need that need, just because of the comments that they made publicly, there's no way I see the Browns drafting him. I just don't see it.
That would leave the New York Giants taking Shador Sanders. As a Giants fan, I'm very up in the air with how I feel about this. What I hope is that we see a Jaden Daniels-like situation. Now, I'm not so sure about that. The other team that's in desperate need of a quarterback is the Las Vegas Raiders. They just brought in Pete Carroll. I've been saying this. I don't think there's any way that they go with Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell to start the season. I think that they're poised to make a move. If you're the Raiders, who is appealing for you in this draft outside of Cam Ward and Shador, because we're assuming that they're going to be gone? Or are you going to free agency and maybe looking at a guy like Sam Darnold, who is a free agent? Where do you go with the Raiders in their quarterbacking situation?
You know, it's a real tricky situation, because do you really want a guy in Sam Darnold who had a great season but then towards the end of the year just showed really he's probably not the playoff quarterback. He kind of is the quarterback everybody thought he was. You look at the guys on the board outside of Shador and Cam, it's kind of like, I mean, you have Dylan Gabriel out of Oregon. Jalen Milroe, obviously, we talked about, who a lot of people aren't high on, really. I mean, there's not a ton of top options outside of the top two. So I think either you improve your offense in another way, or you just go defense. I mean, if you want to trade up and take the Brown spot to grab a Shador Sanders and let Shador play in Vegas, that's a great fit. That could be a sleeper move. But I don't see, outside of the top two, guys worth taking in the first round, to be honest with you.
I agree. Where I would go with the Raiders, if they're not trading up, the guy that I have my eye on, and I've been seeing a lot of reports that he's having, you know, a lot of NFL scouts are big on him, is Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss. Do you think that he's NFL ready right now? I know most notably, I mean, the game against Florida, he completely collapsed at the end of the game. He threw like three interceptions, two were called back. It was very emotional. It wasn't a great look for NFL scouts. But nonetheless, are you buying Jackson Dart stock, or do you think that he's just not ready at all?
You know, I think he has talent, but I don't know if he's NFL ready. And I think with the NIL, like, it's such a huge advantage to go back and play that extra year at college. Build your draft stock up even more, and you're probably going to get a couple $1 million playing under the NIL deals that are being given out today. So it's like, if you could stay an extra year, improve as much as you can, improve your draft stock, and get paid millions of dollars, why not do it? I think it's a no-brainer, and I think a lot of kids are going to start staying in college longer to make that NIL money, and, you know, it's not going to hurt to improve your draft stock as well.
My man, I could not possibly agree more. I have no idea why a guy like Dart, who I believe is still eligible to play in college, is rushing himself into the NFL. The money is not that different, and a guy like him could go and play anywhere in the country that he wanted and catch an absolute bag. I mean, we're seeing guys like Jeremiah Smith, and while I know he's the best receiver in the country, hands down, not even close, no one's even near him, getting $4.5 million offers to enter the transfer portal. You got to think Jackson Dart's bagging at least a mil. So I'm with you there, and I don't know why these guys aren't going back to college, but I do like Jackson Dart. I think that he's going to be a day two or day three guy, and let's see if he gets an opportunity, whether through injury or just poor quarterback play, to get in and make his rookie debut this upcoming season. There's still a lot to be figured out in this draft, but it's a very interesting one. This is a draft for me that I'm very bought in on just to see how things unfold. I don't think in terms of talent pool, this is anywhere near one of the best drafts that we've seen more recently, but it is going to be very interesting to see how things unfold. Another thing that you mentioned his name, and I want to hear your take on this because I'm down in Miami. Jimmy Butler, suspended indefinitely from the Heat. He's been walking out of practices left and right. This is like his fifth or sixth suspension of the season, it feels like. I mean, where does Jimmy Butler go from here? Because it seems like, and the optics around Butler are that he is the problem. I mean, if you're at three, four different organizations and these conversations and this type of behavior continues to manifest, I mean, you can only point the finger at other people for so many times before you look in the mirror and look at yourself. So where does Jimmy Butler land? And is it an appealing pickup? Do you see teams making big moves to acquire him? Or is he past his prime and ultimately he's just going to land somewhere where, you know, he's not really a contender?
Yeah, and I have extra time to go into another segment on this if need be, so we could talk more about the NBA trade deadline coming up, because, you know, there's so many moving parts to this. I think with Jimmy Butler, okay, look at what he's done his last couple of years in Miami. They had absolutely no business making it to the finals in the bubble, and they had no business making it to the finals against the Nuggets. I mean, this is a Jimmy Butler-led team with Gabe Vincent, Duncan Robinson. You know, he took a bunch of guys that obviously he has Bam Adebayo with him, and Tyler Herro is a great contributor, but Tyler Herro is not a number two superstar on an NBA team, and people say Jimmy Butler's not even a number one. So when you look at the guys he took to the finals and the teams he beating the Boston Celtics fully healthy and making it and, you know, willing his team to the finals, he was absolutely worth the money in the extension. I think they should have extended him, while I also think, you know, you got 2 years left on your contract, just play it out. But Jimmy Butler's not that type of guy. He's a guy that has a very big ego, and he's a guy that's going to speak his mind, and you know what you're going to get with him. But I think that he did him a disservice because of what he was able to do. He proved that he could take guys to the finals that shouldn't even belong in the finals. I mean, look at Gabe Vincent now today. This guy was a starting point guard on the Miami Heat, and now he's barely getting minutes with the Lakers on the bench. These are the players that he was taking to the finals. Duncan Robinson's a guy, great offensive talent, but he can't guard a stick. I mean, these are guys he willed to the NBA Finals. And in all honesty, Miami did a disservice to Jimmy Butler by not finding any other players to build around him. They missed out on every single sweepstake that was available. They had a chance to get guys like Damian Lillard. They had a chance to get guys like Paul George. They swung and missed on every single person. So I think Jimmy Butler has, you know, kind of a right to be a little bit upset. And I think they try to trash him in the media, too. You know, I saw things, reports coming out of, oh, Jimmy Butler went out and he took a different flight and was flying separate from Miami. Well, he was taking a flight to go see his sick dad in the hospital. Those are things that the media portrays differently about Jimmy Butler and try to make him look like a bad guy. So I think, in all honesty, you know, they should cut him a lot more slack. And I think Jimmy Butler is one of the most underrated players in basketball.
I agree. He has a personality like no other. I see him down here in Miami quite often. He's always talking to people, taking pictures. He was just at a paddle tournament. Great guy all around. Where do you think he lands ultimately? Is there a team that you have your eye on that you think he would really improve and make a title contender that's going to make a move for him?
Yeah, I think it's the Phoenix Suns. And I think it wasn't as realistic as people thought early on because of how much the Heat wanted for him. And the Phoenix Suns really couldn't offer that much. But now, obviously, that the asking of Jimmy Butler has gone down so much. I mean, the teams, I think he could get traded for a couple picks and maybe a solid player. That's about it. I think if Bradley Beal doesn't waive his trade clause, you could ship Bradley Beal off, a couple picks, and maybe a role player, and get yourself Jimmy Butler, who automatically, I think, puts you into contention. Bradley Beal is a guy, I mean, I've seen him, I watch Suns basketball more than probably 90% of fans do today. And this is a team that has a ton of talent but doesn't have that missing piece. Bradley Beal was supposed to be that missing piece, but he really hasn't been playing well. And I think if you bring in a guy like Jimmy Butler, he's that glue piece that you need. You put him around these other guys. You have Grayson Allen as a role player. You have Tyus Jones as a serviceable point guard. And then you got the big three of Butler, Durant, and Booker. I think that's a really
solid. He's also great defensively, which my understanding is something that the Suns lack. So I like that fit a lot. Dave, why don't you stay with us for the two-minute drill coming up, because I want to ask about De'Aaron Fox and where you think he's going to land as well, if that's cool.
For sure.
All right, perfect. We're bringing on Zayd Hussein for the two-minute drill coming up next here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Ty Levine. Do not move. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, here with your host, Ty Levine, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. We have Zayd Hussein back with us for the two-minute drill. Zayd, we got about a minute here, so I want to hear your thoughts on the De'Aaron Fox situation as he's looking to leave the Kings. Where do you see him landing, and what team can he improve the most? Oh, all right. Zayd is off with us, so I'll just take this one myself. I'm answering my own question here, so... De'Aaron Fox, the rumors are the Spurs. That's where he wants to go. The Spurs have 9 first-round picks. I think that's a great destination. You pair him up with Wemby. I think that is a very, very solid core to build around. He is a fantastic point guard. We obviously know what Wemby can do, and they have a ton of draft picks to improve the roster more throughout the next couple seasons. So I'm buying Spurs stock. I hope they make the move for Fox, but let's see how it turns out. All right, guys, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. I am Todd Levine. It's been an absolute pleasure spending the last 2 hours of year here on Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Shout out Geico and Rocket Mortgage, our sponsors. I'll see you guys next Friday and throughout the week back here with Marty Terrell and the rest of the crew on Sports Overnight America. Have a fantastic weekend. Let's get ready for the Super Bowl next weekend. Talk to you guys soon. Adios.